and welcome to Heartbeat. Have you ever desired something in your life, but you haven't received it, you haven't gotten it? Well, a few days ago, I was really after some churros, which is a Spanish donut. It's yum, I love sweet food, it's got all this cinnamon sugary goodness all over it, and I just really felt like some churros. And I was on my phone, and there was a delivery company you could order off, and on this particular day, they had 50% off. So I was like, I'm gonna treat myself, and I'm going to order some of these donuts, and I'll get them delivered to my home. So I go on my phone, and I put in the delivery, and I put in the code to get 50% off. But then when you took the 50% off, then when I added up the delivery fee plus the service fee, it actually was only $2 cheaper than the original price, despite the 50% discount. And I thought about it a bit longer. It was just me at home, and I thought, I just can't justify the amount that it was gonna cost to have these churros donuts delivered. So I was like, okay, I won't do it. So then the next day I was out, I thought, I'm gonna get myself some dinner. And I went to a place that I bought a burger from, and on their menu, they also had these churros, these Spanish donuts. And so I was like, I'm gonna order some of those for dessert. And went through drive-thru, got my drive-thru, went home to eat it. And as I'm getting my burger out of the bag, I look and there are no donuts in the bag. They've forgotten to put them in. And I was like, no way. So I really wanted these donuts, but I couldn't get them. So the next day, I go to the grocery store and I thought, surely they're going to have some where I can buy, I can take them home and I can cook them and I can have these donuts. So I went through the freezer section, and can you believe it? They didn't have nothing in the freezer section at the grocery store. So by this point, after my third try, I kind of had a little laugh and I thought to myself, maybe I'm not meant to have them. Maybe this is saying something to me. So I had a bit of a laugh. But on a serious note, forgetting about donuts, have you ever prayed for something in your life and you haven't received it? Do you have unanswered prayers in your life? Maybe you've prayed for children. Maybe you've prayed for a promotion. Maybe even just a pay rise. Maybe you've prayed for a child to return to you. Maybe you've prayed for reparation, forgiveness from a friend, and it hasn't happened. I've shared with you before that I've prayed for more children and I haven't received that. And recently, I prayed for a friend who was dying. I found out that they were very, very sick. And so straight away, I just got on my knees and I started to pray. And I can tell you, I prayed the rosary more than I've ever prayed it in my life. I knelt down in my lounge room and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I did the rosary. And then the next morning I woke up and I prayed the rosary again. And I prayed and I prayed. And every time I was out in the car, you know, stopped at the traffic lights, I prayed for this friend who was dying. And sadly, they died. My prayer was not answered. Maybe that's happened to you before. Maybe you know what that feels like when you're praying for something that you so desperately want, and for some reason, your prayer is not answered. You know, there was a significant prayer from Jesus that was not answered. If we go to the Bible, Luke chapter 22, verses 42, this is when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane and he says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. See, here's Jesus who knows he's about to get arrested and taken off to be crucified. And he's praying in the garden and he says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup. He's asking God to take it away. God, I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die. Would you take it away? But then he says, yet not my will, but yours be done. You know, here is Jesus, the Son of God, who's asking his Father to answer his prayer, but it's not answered. And in some sense, well, thank goodness it wasn't answered, because when Jesus then died on the cross for us, we were then assured of our salvation. Jesus saved us because his prayer was not answered. I've never thought of that before, that because Jesus's prayer was not answered, I was saved. And it's hard when our prayers aren't answered because it hurts. Some of the things we are praying for, we desperately want, and it hurts when they're not answered. But we need to remember that God has the bigger picture. We are not God. We don't understand everything that happens. But God has this bigger picture. And his love for us is so great that this bigger picture we need to trust in. In Isaiah, it says, in 55 verses 8 to 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Have you ever looked back on your life and thought about something that you prayed for and thought, thank goodness I was not granted that prayer? I have for different things in my life. And I need to continue to trust in God's plan, in his bigger picture. When we pray, we should pray for God's will. We should pray, God, I want this, I desperately want this, but yet, God, I want your will. You know, if we focus on what Jesus said in his prayer, where he said, not my will, but yours be done. Ultimately, then we're saying, God, I want your plan for my life. I do. Even if I don't get it, I want your perfect plan. And when we ask for God's will, when we pray in that way, then we're asking for him to purify us, for us to become more like him. When we ask in prayer for God's will, then we're focusing on our relationship with him. No, God is not a genie in a bottle. He's not something that we ask and we get, that we demand and we get. This is God, creator of the universe, who we come to and we say, God, would you? We ask, we request, we ask nicely for God to bless us. And for some reason, sometimes his plan is different to ours. When we ask God for his will, then we're saying that we trust in him. And really, this is when faith comes into play. And this is the hard part where our faith, we muster and we say to God, God, I surrender to your will. You know, I do want more children. I would love to have more. But God, if it's in your will. And that's been a journey for me. And it still is, that something that I desperately want, for some reason, I have not received. But God continues to give me a strength and a peace in that. And he's helped me to love people more in that, in others who are going through that as well. You know, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in paragraph 2737, it says this: "Do not be troubled if you do not immediately receive from God what you ask him, for he desires to do something even greater for you while you cling to him in prayer." You know, sometimes when I ask for something in prayer and I don't get it, I actually then say out loud, God, what are you saying to me? Why aren't you giving me what I want? Why aren't you giving me what I really desire? Because I often think God is trying to say something else to us, or he's trying to do something deeper in us at a deeper level. Because ultimately, we want to become more like Christ. Our goal here is to become saints, to walk closer to God, to have our relationship with him at a deeper level. And that's really what we're after. And so when you're not receiving what you've asked for in prayer, I encourage you to ask God, what are you saying to me? God, what do you want to do in me? Where do you want to take me to a deeper level with you? And to trust in him that he has the bigger picture. You know, today when I thought about sharing this, I actually thought maybe I shouldn't, because this is hard. It's hard when you ask for something that you really desire not to receive it. But this is the way of the cross. And this is the way that we become closer to God as we trust in him and the love that he has for us and this bigger plan that he has for our lives. And then when I go back to that scripture in Luke, where Jesus, the Son of God, did not get his prayer answered, it encourages me, because God had an eternal picture in mind. He had eternal life for us that was given to us because Jesus' prayer was not answered. So right now, let's pray. And let's bring to God those unanswered prayers and let's ask Him for His will in us. And what we can be assured of when we go to prayer every time is that we encounter God. He gives us the gift of Himself. So right now, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, You know the desires of our hearts. You know those prayers that we have prayed thousands of times, Lord, but for some reason have not been answered. Lord, right now, I pray for Your will in our lives. I pray that You would change our hearts, that You would draw us closer to You to understand more of Your bigger picture, and that Your grace and Your love would pour down upon us in this part of us, Lord Jesus, that we don't fully understand, but help us to trust more in You for Your bigger picture, for Your bigger plan of eternal life for us. We thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.